This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
U.S. dairy producers are weathering through the down cycle with a variety of risk management options to protect their dairy operations. And risk management is our focus in this week's World of Dairy segment, today brought to you by PDPW, Dairy's professional development organization. Learn more at pdpw.org. With us, broker hedger Carl Babbler of Atten Babbler. And Carl, we're looking at the risk management options out there for dairy producers as we head into the halfway point of 2018.
Yeah, there's MPP is being restructured. LGM has been signed up, and these are fairly complicated metrics that go into determining where they're at in terms of raw Class 3 price protection. Just talking to some of the brokers in here this morning that have done some work on that. Current producers of ours are in LGM products that are really just giving them a $12 Class 3 level of protection. That's not very good. In this case, they kind of overpaid for that. So in many cases, even with LGM MPP, those products can have their place. We're not opposed to guys using them. We want people, the marketers, always look at all the tools available to them. But there's always limited flexibility in having those programs in place. During the term of that program, you can't do a darn thing with it. You can't improve your price level. You can't capture a claim by your call. It's always about waiting for that term to run its course. If a guy just has vanilla puts on here, he can buy them at a level that he wants as a budget. B, he can move those puts to higher levels if the market allows. C, he can get out of that put anytime he wants if he understands that he's going to book price milk at his plant or something. Or he can even roll down and take a claim before that option is termed out. So the flexibility of having your own account using the futures and options market has been understood and used to the benefit of a lot of the experienced milk marketers that we work with.
Yeah, that's a good point. We hear stories of farms closing down. Risk management, very key during down cycles just to keep the operation going.
It is, and the hedge is never to make you 100% whole. It's to eliminate a portion of the risk. It's called risk management. It's not called risk prevention. So when you really talk about this here, and that 1340 market that unfolded here in January and as announced in February, guys that had 1550 puts on and the market's down at 1340, sure, they picked up a claim in the market here in their account. They still got paid 1340 base for their milk. They got a little bit of a premium on top of that, and then they got to add their hedge claim to it. But that still didn't make them superstars financially perfectly well off either. But it did reduce some of the damage. It was damage control and protected them. But the thing is, the only guys that had those puts on were customers, ours and others, that consistently, every August and September, looked to cover the first quarter of the following year. That isn't something they dreamed up to do this year. That's something that we do typically every year as our producers keep reaching out 6 to 8 months ahead of themselves, find a affordable premium on option, and get it bought. Not based on, do I think the market's going to do this or do I think the market's going to do that? So those that are consistent in a strategy, even if it is a simple put option strategy, were rewarded. But really, if you look back, we even did a little back test with the University of Wisconsin and Platteville. We look back at the history of the put option, and granted, you paid the premium all the time. You had a claim sometime. You didn't have a claim a bunch of the time. So over the whole period of time, you probably wash out about even in the put option. You didn't make money doing it, but you did have claims when you needed it.
We're out of time now, but thanks for the comments today. Carl Babbler works in the future industry as a broker, educator, and hedger. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.